Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So a question I've gotten over the last year or two is, would I put a parent in a nursing home? With what happened with COVID, what happened in New York, is it safe to have a family member in a nursing home in case the pandemic doesn't go away or there's a new pandemic? And it's a tricky subject, because I've seen some nursing homes that are just on it. And then other nursing homes, as we could see by the pandemic, became overwhelmed. But there's also some inherent dangers that they might not be able to control in a nursing home setting that I thought we need to talk about. Now, today, Brown University released a report that they saw a 17% uptick in deaths in nursing homes, in the nursing homes they studied, over the period of 2019 to August 2020, 17% uptick in deaths, and not all of them were related to COVID. So to answer your question, how safe are nursing homes, it's going to be a little tricky. So during the pandemic, what happened with nursing homes? Well, okay, you know, they had very vulnerable individuals. They had individuals who were in their late 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, maybe even hundreds. And when COVID hit, we knew that those individuals who maybe were bedridden, who were older, didn't have strong immune systems, could have been at their most vulnerable. And sadly, COVID isn't the only disease out there. And there was such an attention put on COVID, and understandably so, that you wonder if resources, if focuses on urosepsis, UTIs that have gone and spread throughout the body, or body sepsis, or bed sores, or heart issues, might have been overseen, right, or delayed in diagnosis because these nursing homes were overwhelmed with either admissions or with their residents having COVID and trying to identify who was sick, needing to get tested, needing to separate. Also during a pandemic, you had staff getting COVID. So my guess is many of these hospitals and nursing homes and facilities were understaffed. And so if you are a patient and you have round-the-clock care, and that's because there's ample staff and those staff are getting sick, that can put you at risk. And so the nursing home situation is actually a very concerning one. We have about 50 million Americans over the age of 65. Now, not all of them are going to need nursing homes, but 50 million individuals over 65, so 50 million seniors. We currently have 1.4 million people in nursing homes. Now, I don't know how full every nursing home is, but if we only have about 1.5 million nursing home beds for a senior population of 50 million, I think we're going to be having a shortage of beds. I also think we're going to have a shortage of staff. And I think there's a lot of discussions that I believe there's probably some topics and some possible causes of death that might have happened that might not be a very popular topic. We're workers concerned about their own safety or concerned about spreading to other people, that they had to triage, that if somebody was complaining that they were having some burning when they pee, you know, or some itch down there, they were just maybe, you know, maybe an antibiotic was called in remotely and somebody didn't come in and examine the patient. I'm not accusing anybody of doing anything wrong, but we went very remote. We did a lot of telemedicine. In fact, I remember there being a doctor on an iPad in an ICU. This was actually before the pandemic. Being rolled around to the ICU beds, looking at patients through an iPad. Everybody thought that was the coolest thing. And I'm like, look, I'm a fan of telemedicine, but I think it's better for the doctor to be there. So one thing that might have happened is there was a lot of remote doctoring. There might have been some remote nursing being done to minimize exposure. You're only as good to your patients if you're healthy. And if you aren't vaccinated, because the vaccine doesn't exist yet, and you're trying to come to work, and you are being inundated, you're going to do the best you can. So I'm not saying people were neglected for this 17% hike in all mortality, but I don't think the focus and the round the clock, wait a second, I think your temperature just rose. But you know what? You're speaking to me a little different. Maybe you're having a little delirium, some infection-induced delirium. I don't believe that during the height of the pandemic, all these facilities had ample staff and had the ability to do the round-the-clock care pre-COVID. And a nursing home patient needs to be watched pretty closely. Now, some elderly individuals will say, leave me alone, right? Quit fussing. Let me do my thing. Don't wake me up. But good staff will still check in on them. Like, oh, I'm bringing you an extra pillow. I don't want the extra pillow. But they're able to kind of get a little feel for what's going on. Check their urine output. Get them to move a little bit to try to shift them so they don't get a bed sore. I mean, we're not really getting the data. How did bed sores climb? Did bed sores climb? Did wound infection climb? Did urosepsis cases climb? Were pneumonias missed? Did some people die of a heart attack that had a complaint of chest pain, but they couldn't be addressed? So when somebody asks, should they put their family member into a nursing home facility, it's very, very tricky because, which is probably a topic we'll dig deeper, but during a pandemic, we're all at risk. And if you think you can have your family member at home and you could just hire somebody to come to the house, they could still get COVID also. Or they could be concerned about getting disease. And so I still think these facilities can give better care than you can who's trying to hold a full-time job. But I believe there were a lot of other things that might have unfortunately happened just because of understaff and all this focus on COVID that other things could have gotten missed. Maybe. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So you're going to hear the terms corporate sustainability and conscious capitalism. And I interviewed a CEO last week, and we're going to play that interview segment, it's a short one, on what kind of now requirements CEOs are now facing in terms of their global impact. So we're going to get to that interview right now, and then we're going to talk a little bit later.
All right, guys, welcome back to the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So when you hear of CEOs and chief executive officers, you think of, well, you know, they got to be, you know, all about the fiscal bottom line and how a business grows. But CEOs are taking on more roles than that, especially when it comes to the environment, sustainability, conscious capitalism. So joining us today is Carrie Freeman, founder and co-CEO of Second News and YPO member. Carrie, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Great. So can you tell us, what is corporate sustainability and conscious capitalism? We hear these words a lot.
I think it's truly a recognition and a commitment by corporations to think more broadly about their role and how they engage. So think about it from a community perspective, an employee perspective, a supply chain perspective, an environmental perspective. So it's not just about the financial bottom line. It is truly understanding not only the responsibility, but the expectation that companies have and the role that they can play in bettering all those different types of stakeholders.
Yes, and Carrie, you have, you are an example of that. You were named the 2021 YPO Global Impact Award winner. Congratulations. Tell us about how you won that prestigious honor.
Yeah, thank you so much. YPO, for those of you who are not familiar with it, is a global leadership community of about 30,000 chief executives in 142 countries. So it is a large and impressive organization of people leading and leading all around the world. And one of their big focus areas is on leading with purpose. And each year they have an annual impact award that honors members who are having significant global impact. And it's selected from, you have to be nominated for it, and then it's selected out of regional award winners. And so I won not only the global award, which is amazing, but the Western Regional Award as well.
That is fantastic. So, through Second News supports businesses that are trying to build more diverse, resilient economies. What is that?
So what we really focus in on is entrepreneurs that are truly, their businesses are solving a variety of different problems. So, for example, think clean tech and ones that businesses that are trying to reduce emissions through their product lines. It could be, so I was talking to a company that is focused on hypersonic air travel and saying, look, if we can reduce the air emissions from air travel, then we've done significant good in the world. But that's just one example. We work with hundreds of companies each year that are being led by women or people of color and or have a significant focus on bettering the world.
It's just not, people, like I said, they think that, companies is just about the company and the bottom line. But I think we do all have a role to play. And I also like that it's not mandated. Whenever I've done community service, I like it better when I get to choose what I want to do. Are you seeing more creative, thinking in terms of these companies on how they could help? Or do you see mandates coming from the government?
It's all voluntary. I will say it's voluntary. However, I would say that there's also market forces. And voluntary meaning there's so many opportunities for using business as a force for good, whether you're focused on mental health tech solutions or you're focused on, AI solutions that are more culturally sensitive or plastic-reducing solutions. There's just a plethora of opportunities. I will say that, we're not seeing much from the government in terms of mandates, which is okay. But what we are seeing is a true, I would say, mandate from employees and future employees. So surveys show more and more that the number one thing that's important to employees is not what you would think. It's not your vacation and your compensation and benefits and, all of that. It is truly being able to be in an organization, show up authentically, have empathetic colleagues, and also have a purpose that is beyond yourself. And so,
and
make an impact. So companies are seeing that, all across the board, and that is something that's going to continue, regardless of what's happening at the government level. I would say the younger generations and people are demanding it.
Absolutely. So how can my listeners find out more?
Find us on secondnews.com. Or your favorite social media platform, quite frankly. We're on all of them, and we love to engage with people. So, yes, reach out. Start a conversation.
I think that's fantastic. Carrie, thank you so much for joining us. Can't wait to have you back.
Thank you so much.
All right, guys. So, you know, it's interesting. When I hear CEO, I think that these are people that are making millions of dollars a year, and a lot of them are, all right? And I think they get to have a private jet, and they, you know, they get to basically be the big, big boss. And it's interesting. I'm watching The Food That Built America. I love that series. The Men Who Built America, I guess The Machines That Built America is going to be coming out next. And they talk about how in McDonald's, Ray Kroc was not really allowing one of his CEOs, oh man, now I forgot his name, one of his CEOs to advance. And he was kind of actually mean to him. And the CEO left, this was I think in the 70s, for Burger King. Hold on, let me get his name, CEO from McDonald's, okay? Hold on a second. I need to get this name right. Was it Norman Brinker? I think it was Norman Brinker. So anyway, this was somebody where, you know, CEO has a different meaning. You know, CEO used to mean you were like head honcho. Now it seems like CEOs get replaced all the time, and they have to answer to people of the board. But sometimes the CEO can be the most powerful person. And I speak to many of you looking for jobs and say, you know, I want to run my own business. I want to run my own business. And I'll meet people who are CEOs. And I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, what corporation is this? Well, I'm CEO of this corporation. Now, it might be a small corporation. It might be a family business, but they're CEO. Now, I bring this up because I think the role of a CEO and I think the salary of a CEO and I think the prestige of a CEO is a lot more variable than we think. But why not, if you own a business, all right, why not be the chief executive officer? Now, I know some of you guys in corporate law are probably listening at this going, now you can only be a CEO if you're incorporated and then the board elects you. I don't know all the rules of it. But I think it is a waste of a title, a waste of not using a title. If you own a business and you have a business card and you just go, yeah, this is my business. Okay, you might as well call yourself CEO. Am I right or am I right? I just think it's a huge CV boost, you know, you being CEO. But it is interesting that if you do, let's say, become CEO, which has always kind of been an endpoint for many of us. When I was considering business, I always wanted medicine. But in the 80s, growing up in the 80s, I was really excited about Wall Street and business and Alex Keaton on Family Ties and things like that. And I'm like, I want to be a CEO. And CEO meant you made it. CEO meant you hit the precipice. You hit your peak. And I'm just noticing that's not always the case. You have a lot of, you know, people to report to. And, I mean, you could be removed at any time. And it's, I think you're a lot more vulnerable than you think. So I guess the moral to that is if you could be a CEO, be a CEO, even if it's a small company. It doesn't hurt. The other thing is maybe don't try to become CEO of a company where the CEOs keep changing and the CEOs keep flipping. You know, maybe become a vice president or become, you know, find a position that has more longevity. And I think we might need to kind of, you know, get this out of our head that CEO is the tip of the iceberg. Owner, being an owner, probably puts you in the safest position. But I think CEOs, when things go wrong or there's a bad PR campaign or somebody gets canceled or, you know, then that person gets tanked. And I don't know. I just look at now how we do business as completely different. And as, you know, in the previous interview, you know, CEOs now have this responsibility, you know, for global sustainability and things like that. And so you might think it's just your financial acumen, but it's more these days. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, don't go away.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is in Brussels, where he's taking part in the NATO summit with 29 other world leaders. Biden continuing his international trip. On Sunday, the president was discussing holding China accountable for the origins of coronavirus.
One of the things I raised and others raised, I wasn't the only one who raised this in the G7, is that we don't know, we haven't had access to the laboratories to determine whether or not, I have not reached a conclusion because our intelligence community is not certain yet.
Two tropical storms are possible in the Gulf this week. The National Hurricane Center is watching the Atlantic get more active and keeping an eye on two possible systems. One storm is in the southern Gulf and the other just moved off the coast of Africa. There is a third possible system right off the coast of North Carolina, about 90 miles southeast of Cape Hatteras. You're listening to USA Radio News. The average price of regular gasoline rose 2 cents to $3.13 per gallon over the last 3 weeks. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, John Clemens has the story.
The price did reflect an increase of 95 cents higher than this time last year. But according to industry analyst Trilby Lundberg, the spring demand rush has yet to commence.
The spring demand rush, as we might normally call it, simply did not materialize so far because of price, because of general inflation, and because the work commute is still grossly reduced.
The highest average price across the nation is the San Francisco Bay Area at $4.31 a gallon, compared to Baton Rouge at $2.60.
An excessive heat warning in effect for Las Vegas and Phoenix this week, where temperatures could reach as high as 117 degrees all week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We are back to Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Arthur wants to know, how was New York and the crime when I was there? I was only there for about 24 hours. I was in Long Island, so went to a meeting, and then I went back to the airport. I didn't really stay long because I had an engagement party to come to, so I can't really speak much about it, but this was frightening, this video that we saw, of an Asian delivery man stabbed in the back by another cyclist. This was in Brooklyn in broad daylight. Police are calling it a hate crime. But just in the middle of the day, you see somebody riding up to somebody else on a bike and stabbing him in the back. It is absolutely frightening. And it's just the latest in a series of vicious attacks that we're seeing across the country. There were four mass shootings in Austin, Chicago, Savannah, and Cleveland. They say homicides are also up nearly 60% in Atlanta in the first 6 months of the year compared to 2020. So I think there were also some riots in New York. I wasn't in Manhattan, so I wasn't there. So unfortunately, I couldn't tell you firsthand. But sadly, there's crime everywhere. And, you know, there's a lot of talk about now spies. You know, does China have spies? And that talk, unfortunately, can lead to more hate crimes as people are very, very distrustful. It's a mess. I thought we really, really progressed when it came to race and relations. And now I think people are using any excuse to hate and attack others. And it's frightening. And our law enforcement is not as most strong, as police retirements, we're being told, have soared 45% since BLM protests. We're being told by Daily Mail that the statistic was revealed by the Police Executive Research Forum. And between April 2020 and April 2021, 2,600 New York cops retired. That's almost double the 1,500 retirements that happened the year before. In Seattle, Washington, resignations quadrupled from 123 from 34. Retirements doubled to 96 from 43. In 2020, more than 200 Atlanta cops had resigned or retired. The force now remains more than 400 officers under its authorized level. That's not enough cops. So the result is you see more violent crime. Unfortunately, in 2021, homicides in Atlanta are up 60% the last year. So this is absolutely frightening. We're being told that, sadly, many people will not have their calls taken when it comes to theft, fraud. Asheville, North Carolina police, I believe, have told constituents or told residents that they will not respond in person to low-level crimes. So theft, fraud, trespassing, property damage complaints have to be filed online. Now, why? Well, Asheville, North Carolina lost 84 police officers since January 2020, and the attrition rate increased since May 2020. They say below George Floyd's death, attrition rate in Asheville stood at about one leaving a month. Now it's about 7.5 officers per month. So burglaries, theft, property damage, identity theft, trespassing. What happened with George Floyd was so, so tragic. And it started with a counterfeit 20. It went to an arrest. It went to a fighting of an arrest. And then it went into a chokehold or a neck restraint that led to him asphyxiating and dying. And it was so tragic that I believe a lot of officers are like, you know what, then don't call us. Don't call us. Somebody's passing counterfeit money. If it's going to turn around and cause, you know, riots and looting and shooting and people possibly dying and in custody and then officers being put away for life, don't call us. Now, it is going to take management to decide, you know, on higher levels of the police department to decide when an officer is going to go out there. But the problem we're having right now is some of these milder, they're still crimes, but these milder crimes are ending up in people trying to resist arrest. And when, unfortunately, they resist arrest, bad things happen. And so police officers don't have the ability to say, we're not going. We're just going to sit here and have our coffee. They don't have the ability. So it has to come from higher up saying, you wonder what? We're just, you know, don't be calling us on these domestic calls. Well, burglaries, theft, property damage. We saw that with property damage during the riots. You know, police, we're not going to get involved. I mean, police officers, they have families to go home to. I mean, they have sworn to protect and serve. But sadly, if bad things happen, then they are going to become victims themselves, or their lives are going to be ruined. And an officer, when they take that oath to protect and serve, they are, you know, of the understanding that their life will be in jeopardy. but they don't want their wife and their kids' life in jeopardy. They don't want to be jailed. They don't want, you know, and as they go through training, they're taught ways to avoid them hopefully losing their life. And it's sad how police don't feel like departments have their back, public opinion doesn't have their back, and it's sad that things happen. And it's also sad that some of these milder offenses end up in the criminal dying. George Floyd shouldn't have died trying to pass a $20 counterfeit dollar. But it happened, and so I think a lot of police departments are going to be like, you know what, just don't call us. Now, sadly, these low-level crimes can turn into serious crimes. The reason why police were called is property damage does leave somebody open to assault, burglaries, theft. When somebody robbed my grandfather's store, they put a gun to his head. Now, that was in the 1960s when criminals would not shoot. They would leave, or maybe they didn't have bullets in the gun. But now, if you're a witness, you get shot. And so I look at a burglary and a theft as a very serious crime. But if there's not enough officers, and there's so much resisting arrest and unable to, I believe there's some sort of consequences if you are trying to detain somebody and they leave, such that the force escalates, what do you do? It's going to be a no-win for police officers. And of course, people feel they're in danger, I think there's other people saying, good, you're not going to call the police. Well, if you're not going to call the police, then people already know that they could possibly get away with things. Now, you could say, well, let's just put up more videos. Let's have more surveillance. People are wearing masks. They're wearing masks. They're wearing caps. It's very difficult to identify. That's why, you know, with the January 9th riots, they were able to find a lot of people because they weren't wearing masks. Yet, we're looking at all the riots that happened last summer. You don't hear of many arrests because many were wearing masks. So, it's covering up the nose and mouth and certain facial features that could help identify a criminal. So it's an absolute mess, and it's sad because we pay a lot of tax dollars for protection. But I don't blame the police for saying, look, don't call us. I don't blame them. So who's going to become our law enforcement? Are we going to need military? Are military going to have to? I mean, look at what happened after the Capitol riots. The Senate, the Congress, they kept National Guard there for weeks. I don't know what the answer is. 1-877, Dr. Ali, don't go away.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we have some breaking news. There was a huge explosion that destroyed an Illinois chemical plant. There's currently flames and black smoke seen billowing from a shattered building. We're being told that one person is injured. We have hundreds of homes in the nearby area evacuated, and this occurred at Rockton Chem Tool, being reported by Daily Mail. It happened over an hour outside of Chicago. There's been major fires all morning. Huge plumes of smoke rose over the area, and a mandatory evacuation was put in place for all homes and businesses within a mile of the explosion, according to Rockton Police Department. 70 employees who worked at the plant were evacuated as emergency crews worked to quell the raging fire and smoke, which will likely take days, they said. Authorities say the fire occurred 7 a.m. local time. Several neighbors reported hearing small explosions next to the plant. at 1165 Prairie Hill Road. Now, this plant manufactures lubricants, fluids, other grease products, all of which are flammable, and likely contributed to Monday's massive conflagration, they said. And the EPA shows that Chemtool has not received any compliance violations in the past 3 years. So doctors have advised locals to wear masks all day today and tomorrow to protect from chemicals. Now, we don't have a lot of information on which chemicals and the mixture and what the heat could turn them into. I'm sure we're going to be getting information soon. But this is a huge area of smoke and debris. And it's pretty frightening that this happened in a beautiful town, green, nice area in Illinois. Salvation Army Emergency Disaster Services have arrived on scene. They have been responding, and there's volunteers. They're deploying a mobile feeding unit as well as a field kitchen and rapid response unit to provide meals, snacks, and hydration to first responders. A fire like this might not be like a typical fire. It might, unfortunately, be difficult to subdue. So we'll keep you guys posted. I know we're coming up to the end of the show, but any more information we have, we will tell you. But it is pretty horrifying, and so far what we know is one injury. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We have some good news. The Novavax COVID-19 vaccine was found to be 90.4% effective in a clinical trial. Now, it's interesting. Their stock went up pre-market, but then it went down post-market, so not sure. That doesn't make sense. You'd think Novavax would have just exploded. But apparently, they offer 90% effective overall. The Novavax offers 100% protection against moderate and severe disease, meaning nobody in the trial ended up needing hospitalization, I don't believe. The company says it intends to file for FDA authorization in the third quarter. They said Novavax is one step closer to addressing the clinical and persistent global public health needed for additional COVID-19 vaccines. The clinical results reinforce that the NVX CoV-2373 is extremely effective and offers complete protection against both moderate and severe COVID-19 infection. They continue to work with a sense of urgency to complete our regulatory submissions and deliver this vaccine built on well-understood and proven platform to a world that is still in great need of vaccines. Absolutely. You know, we need as many vaccines as possible, considering there's so many countries out there that don't have access to the vaccine. And what I like about their phase 3 is it enrolled 30,000 participants age 18 and older in U.S. and Mexico. And this happened over the last few months. So we're talking about data against the UK Alpha variant and maybe some of the other variants. So in terms of side effects, let me see. They say data reflected 63 COVID-19 cases reported among the placebo group, 14 in the vaccine group. All of the 14 cases of the 30,000 participants, all 14 cases were classified as mild. But in the placebo group, 10 cases ended up being severe. And placebo is kind of the dummy shot or the dummy pill where it's not it doesn't have active ingredient. So that means that anybody who got the vaccine avoided serious illness. The vaccine also demonstrated over 93% efficacy against variants of concern and variants of interest. So long-term adverse events, the study noted no single adverse event was reported. More than 1% of participants, that the most common local symptoms reported was maybe some injection site pain, mild to moderate severity lasting 3 days, less than 3 days, fatigue, headache, muscle pain reported as lasting less than 2 days. Now they're in a current trial for adolescents aged 12 and 17. So this vaccine is different, and I like it a lot. I like the concept, is where it's a modified spike gene. So they insert the gene into a different virus called the baculovirus. It infects moth cells. The infected cells produce spike proteins that spontaneously join to form the spikes, just like the coronavirus spikes. So it's a way to harvest these proteins. These proteins then get assembled into nanoparticles. The nanoparticles will mimic the molecular structure of coronavirus. They will not cause COVID because they're just the little spike proteins without the virus. And then the vaccine is injected into the muscles of the arms, having many spike nanoparticles, as well as, I guess, a compound from a soap bark tree being reported by New York Times. The compound attracts immune cells to the site of the injection and causes them to respond more strongly to the nanoparticles. Immune cells, called antigen-presenting cells, see the vaccine nanoparticles, take them up. An antigen-presenting cell will tear apart the spike proteins, display some of the fragments on their surface. The helper T cell may detect the fragments. If a fragment fits into one of its surface proteins, then that T cell becomes activated. Now it can recruit other immune cells to respond to the vaccine. A B cell may encounter them. B cells have surface proteins in a huge variety of shapes. They might be able to latch onto the spike protein, and if a B cell does, it could pull the vaccine particle inside, then present spike protein fragments on its surface, start making antibodies. If a helper T cell activated against the spike protein latches onto the segments, it activates the B cell. Now the B cell will proliferate and pour out antibodies that have the same shape as the surface proteins. So what's nice about this is, you heard, we didn't mention mRNA. We didn't mention DNA. These are basically spike proteins that are entering the cell. Now, yes, a moth cell does need to, with DNA, make mRNA, and the mRNA has to make the spike proteins, but the moth cell isn't necessarily in your body. They take the nanoparticles, they take the spike proteins and make nanoparticles without the moth cell going into you. So we shouldn't have DNA or mRNA with this. Mind you, I still feel the mRNA technology is safe, but I know it kind of gives people the heebie-jeebies. A lot of people are comfortable with the flu shot if it's a killed vaccine with, you know, with virus skeletons, per se. This seems to resemble that a little bit more than the other vaccines, where it's these dead, just pieces that will hopefully boost your immune system. So it's fantastic technology. I've been excited about it from the beginning, but as you can see, it takes a lot of time for development. So the company said, following approval, it remains on track to reach manufacturing capacity of 100 million doses per month by the end of the third quarter and 150 million doses per month by the end of the fourth quarter of 2021. So very cool. Hopefully they, you know, make this work. I'm excited, but I mean, we're not going to be able to get rid of COVID or deal with it to the degree that we need to when we have hundreds of countries still without adequate access to the vaccine. And if we don't have enough vaccines, and it's taken a while for Pfizer and Moderna to pump out hundreds of millions, and remember, we need billions for everybody on this planet, it's glad to have hopefully another company, you know, throw their hat into the ring. 1-877 Dr. Dolly, don't go away.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.